All right, take two. I started it over because I was already babbling within the first 5 seconds. And I know, you say, great one, what else is new? All right, the great one is tired. Holy shit, am I tired. I am in Austin, Texas. Oh, before I forget, I saw there was a protest today. There was a bunch of people wearing black clothing and the little Guy Fawkes mask, and they had their little pieces of paper that said anonymous on them, and I don't know, they were protesting something that, but who cares? I walked by them up close once. I saw one chick that looked kind of cute, but I'm like, she's an anonymous protester out here on the streets of Austin when it's, I don't know what the temperature was today. In theory, it was supposed to not hit 100, but mid to high 90s, and she's wearing all black, so obviously she's not very smart. And at one point, we had clouds coming in and out, which was really nice for the photography. And at one point it got windy, and the temperature went down a little bit. It was nice, and it actually even drizzled a little bit of rain. So anyhow, here in Austin, I was on Congress Street, south of the bridge. I ventured north of the bridge into downtown proper one time near the end of the day, but most of the day I was down south of the bridge, just doing this loop around about the same, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 blocks. There's this little concentration of restaurants. Oh my God, there's this burger place down there. I do not remember the name of it. All day long, there was a line to get in to this burger place. I mean, the line went across the entire front of the building and wrapped around the side. The line, I would say on average, the line to get into a restaurant that makes hamburgers in Austin, because we got to keep Austin weird, you know, I would say on average, I'm thinking, I'm sort of visualizing in my head and counting. I would say that on average, there were about 35 people, give or take 5, in that line at any given moment. I did see one time it got really short. I'm like, damn, people, you're standing in line for a burger. I went to a place down the road that we'll get to the stories in a minute. But a couple of girls told me that they had just eaten there because I had asked them if they knew. I got to remember, look at this. I had asked them if they knew a good coffee shop in the vicinity. And they said, no, but we just had lunch over at a place called June's, as in the month of June, June's. So I'm like, okay. So when it was time for me to finally take a break, we'll get to the whole saga of my day in a minute. I went to this June's place. And, I mean, it was okay. It was, I had the breakfast thing, so it was an English muffin and some, what was it? Marmalade with, I want to say it was apricot, but I could be full of shit. It was something. And then some ham and a couple of eggs over easy and some cheese. You know, it cost about $1 to make it. Anyhow, for the breakfast and for a martini, because your great one needed a fucking martini, I paid $30 for a small portion of breakfast, which was good because if somebody would have thrown a giant plate of food in front of me, I would have gorged myself and that probably would have been a bad thing. So the portion size was actually really nice. The price was a little atrocious, but it was okay. All right, anyhow, so then stuff happened. Well, and then stuff happened, and then other stuff happened. All right, so anyhow, I'm here in Austin Sunday, and then going back Monday morning, moving out tomorrow, which is Sunday. Tomorrow, there's a couple of military museums here in town that I'm intending to hit. One of them, very conveniently, is just a hop, skip, and a jump away from the hotel that I'm sitting in right now, which is an, what is this place called? Extended Stay or something? Hold on. Putting my glasses back on to try to read the sign. Ah, I've never even heard of this hotel before. Extended Stay America. Based on what I'm seeing so far, I can't really recommend it. It's a little dingy. I mean, look, if it's like me, I'm going to be in here. I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm recording a podcast right now. It's got Wi-Fi. It does have a kitchen. I mean, I got a dishwasher. I got a full-size refrigerator. I got a microwave that I'm not going to use. But then I've got a stove so I can boil water. So I got my hot tea going on. And interestingly enough, I got an ADA room or whatever, like for handicapped people, which was interesting because when I stayed in Dallas, I also had a handicap room there also. I think it's maybe because I've been buying the cheap shit on Priceline. So I also have a room coming up in San Antonio. Maybe it'll be an ADA room also. And it's kind of nice having the fucking rooms designed for people in wheelchairs because they're very spacey. There's a lot of room in here. Bathroom has got a lot of room, and they're always also right across from the elevator. So when you're moving in, you're lugging all your shit up the elevator. When I'm not carrying shit, I use the stairs. But when I'm carrying shit, obviously I'm using the elevator. And as you guys know, the Great One does not pack lightly. He just throws everything in the fucking suitcase and brings a whole giant suitcase. So yeah, I have like a ton of shit up here, even though I'm only staying two nights. So it's really nice that the room is right next to the elevator. Can't recommend the place that much, but oh my God, did I get a pretty good deal. I paid something like $40 a night, and regularly it's, you know, $99 a night or something like that. So I had a good fucking deal on that. And one of the military museums that I'm going to go to is just, and this hotel is right on Interstate 35, right above 180, above north of 183. So it's not that far from downtown. And one of the museums I'm going to is right on the other side of 35 and just slightly south, right above 183. So I'm going to hit that tomorrow. And then I got to find the other one and figure out where that is. So tomorrow I'm going to do the two museums for sure. And I don't know. Then continue the mission. Let's see, what else was I going to... Oh, then in San Antonio, I got the hotel there. I paid a little more for that. I think I paid, after all was all said and done, close to $200 for two nights at a hotel in San Antonio. But that was with some additional fucking fee or whatever. So anyhow, but the point is, that's a little more pricey. I'll survive. The important part is that one is just a hop, skip, and a jump away from the Alamo and from the downtown. I'm pretty sure from the downtown area. I haven't been to San Antonio in so long, I don't remember exactly what's where, so I'm to get a map. But it's going to be, if my understanding is correct, it's going to be right there in the middle of everything. I should be able to just park the car at the hotel and go out and work on the mission. The mission in San Antonio will be, of course, going to the Alamo. And then continuing the mission that we have started today. So, Great One, what mission are we on today? Well, after driving around and listening to all of the Nick Krauser videos that I downloaded from YouTube, except for two of them that didn't convert into MP3 correctly, and I got to handle that. I listened to a shit ton of Nick Krauser talking about day game and recording himself doing day game with girls. And then I've been reading Goldman's book on camera game. And Nick Krauser actually has a two-part interview with Goldman on his YouTube channel. So the mission of the day was day game and camera game. So I came in to Austin later than I wanted to because I got up this morning and had a slow start trying to get everything together. I'm just, oh God, I'm not going to complain about my mother in this episode, but I promise you, you're going to get a therapy episode. It's coming probably when I get back. I have to do a therapy episode. Oh, that woman drives me insane. I'm trying to work and she will not stop talking. And I'm trying to do shit on the computer. She will not stop talking. And I'm trying to, and it's like, she will not stop talking. And I'm trying to pack and she will not stop talking. I'm like, oh my God. So I was behind on everything because I had to get shit done. Yada, 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 yada. Yeah, great one. Your fucking first world problems. You're breaking our heart. Got into Dallas. We're not in Dallas. We're in Austin. Got into Austin at about 0900. And from 0900 to 1830, the Great One walked the streets looking for girls to approach. I took about a 30-minute break for that overpriced food, during which, I'll tell you the story in a minute here, during which I approached a girl. Oh my God, am I exhausted. And just, not just physically, mentally. This is a lot of fucking work, guys. So my score for the day, I keep score, and I actually keep score. I write this on my calendar. My score for the day in 9 hours, right? It was nine, six, nine, wait, math. Yeah, 1630 when I finished, started at 0900. Yeah. God, why did, I was like trying to do math in my brain and I'm like, wait, that, why doesn't that not work? I had to count on my fingers and shit. 9 hours, guys. 9 fucking hours. And I learned some things. Oh, did I learn some things today about day game and about camera game. And in the sense that I made some mistakes and I figured out, okay, here's how I can fix that next time around. And I had thought about telling you guys some of the stuff I learned. And then I thought about this. I said, wait a minute. I'm the one who walked around in 90 degree weather in Austin, Texas. By the way, Austin, Texas, Congress Avenue, south of the river, in this little area where there's little coffee shops and restaurants and stores with all sorts of shit nobody needs, where a lot of hipsters and tourists hang out. There is not a fucking park bench in sight. Like, not a bench on the fucking sidewalks. There's some restaurants that have outdoor seating. There's this really neat little, this is a new one. I've not seen this before. We must be in Austin. It's a coffee shop and a shoe store. I'm just like, what the fuck? But it's got a really nice outdoor seating, and that kind of became my headquarters, and they sell this locally produced tea, the flavored tea. It's like $4 a bottle, but it is actually pretty fucking delicious. I don't remember what it's called. I'll probably go buy one tomorrow. Maybe I'll try to remember. It's really good. And so that was my sort of base of operations. There's no public seating. Like, you can't, you know, in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, you go downtown, there's benches all over the place. I can sit there and read a book and just watch. Wait, I can't talk. I'm fucking, God, I'm brain dead. And wait for some hot chick to walk by. I mean, here, there's no place to sit down and wait for cute girls to walk by. So even if I wasn't walking, I was still standing up. All right, so anyway, my score for the day was 10 out of 15. And what that means is, out of 15 girls I saw that I had, that were worth approaching, that looked physically attractive, and I had the opportunity to approach them, because if I see a hot chick and she's on the other side of the street walking the other direction, that doesn't count because I'm not really in a position to approach her. So I saw 15 girls that were looked hot enough to approach and that I had the opportunity to approach. Of those 15, 10 of them I actually did approach. Great one. What happened to the other five? Well, in the other five cases, for whatever reason, I pussied out. And we all know that the reason people pussy out is because they are pussies. So that's that, and that's what it is, and I pussied out. I started off kind of weak. Missed a few early in the morning when I first got here and was wandering around getting acclimatized. Then I saw this little redhead and her friend going around shopping. And holy shit, this girl was adorable. I sort of missed her on the first pass. But again, because it's this little touristy stripped area, I would keep seeing the same chicks over and over. They'd go into a store and pop out, and they'd go into the next store and they'd pop out, and they'd go into another store and pop out, right? And I'm just sort of making the circuit, so I keep spotting them. So I went by and I saw the cute little redhead again. Now, normally, the great one does not approach women unless they are alone. And I mean, I don't have enough personal experience on this to really weigh in on it, but what I have read other people saying, and I can see how this would be true, is that when you approach women when they're with other women, that puts her in a position where she can't really be herself. You know, the friend might be trying to cock block her for whatever reason. She may have to put on a front because this other person is here. You know, they just involves complications that it's better to not have to deal with. And that may or may not be true. I'm not an expert on that. I mean, it makes sense to me intellectually. But the little redhead was so fucking adorable that I didn't give a shit. I'm like, I don't care that she's with her friend. I have to go in. I'm doing this. There's just nothing stopping me on this one. So the great one went in, and we did the camera game. And if you don't know what camera game is, then you need to go buy Goldman's book. You can find it over Goldman Unleashed. I think it's goldmanunleashed.com. He has a book about gaming girls with using your camera. Went in, did the approach, did the camera game. Oh my God, she was adorable. She just, personality, everything was just fantastic. Yes, I'm gonna be like whacking off to this girl's picture for years. Ah, oh, she's so cute. And got the friend in the pictures as well. Did the camera game, which I'm not even gonna explain how a camera game works. I'm not. Go buy the fucking book. Anyway, no, did not, you know, attempted to get her to go out with me. Didn't work, possibly because the friend was there. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Right after I finished with them, I'm taking their stuff from the camera game. I'm folding it up, sticking it in my bag. And these two girls walk past me, and one of them is okay. The other one is smoke. I follow her as she goes by. Oh my God, she's got this smoking hot butt. And she's wearing, what do you call it? Do you call them coveralls or overalls? You know, like when you think about Farmer Brown, she's wearing the coveralls. And then she's got this little white, almost a sports bra, but not quite, underneath it. So you can see the midriff and all this other stuff. And oh my God, I just, chicks in the overalls. Oh, oh God. I thought I was going to fucking fall over dead. I'm like, oh my God, she is fucking hot. So I go chasing them down the street. I'm like, hey. And I do the thing, and they're all into it. Oh, I had a great time. She works for a fashion designer. She's like, and I, anyway, did the camera game thing. Asked her, do you want to go out tonight? No, we got, what are you doing tomorrow? We're leaving town tomorrow. Ah, fuck. She's going to give me her card, but she didn't have one. I gave her my card, whatever. Oh, man. So anyhow, suddenly I've gone from like a couple of near misses, flops, crash and burns, whatever we want to call them, you know, opening second fronts by invading Russia, to two massive successes. with these four women, two of whom were just stunningly beautiful. Oh my God, just beautiful. Oh, and just because we're all wondering, the redhead was probably 19. She might have been 20. That both of those girls were here in town doing college internships. The other girls, they were probably mid-20s. Cute as hell. Oh my God, cute as hell. All right, so anyhow, at this point, having now just successfully, not meaning that I got laid, successfully meaning that I approached, engaged with, had a good time, had a pleasant encounter with these girls two times, both in groups, I decided that my mission for the rest of the day was to approach pairs of women, which I did. It doesn't mean I didn't approach individual women, because I approached a couple of women individually as well. None of that. I'm trying to think, did any of that go anywhere? Anywhere significant? I mean, not, no. Oh, well, there's one. I'll tell you the story in a little bit. So I don't think that worked. Approached other pairs of women, and from there it seemed to go downhill. As the day went forward, the girls got bitchier. I don't know if it's because we're moving from day into night and the bitch shields just come up. I don't know if it was getting hotter. I don't know what was going on, but the girls got bitchier. One pair I approached, and the one girl I thought was cute, when I got up closer, she wasn't. And that was okay. They didn't want to participate. I also had a problem with getting people to participate because I didn't have a plan B. But then I figured out a plan B, and this is what I was going to tell you guys about. But then I realized, no, fuck you. You figure this shit out on your own. You buy the goddamn book on camera game. You go out on the fucking street for 9 hours with a fucking camera. You go fucking approach pairs of women. And you try to fucking game the bitches. And then you fucking figure it out. I'm tired of fucking giving you people shit for free. I'm sorry. Is anybody listening to this right now? Have you paid for this podcast? Have you given me Bitcoin? Have you bought something from Amazon.com? If you haven't, you're stealing. That's my Stefan Molyneux impersonation. So fuck you. Approached another pair. They looked terrified. I like it when girls look terrified. It's like, yeah, you're strong, you're independent, you're equal. But if somebody talks to you in a public place and you don't know them, you get scared. So I always enjoy that. Reminds me of how unequal women are. Not all women, but a lot of women. And the others were just like, nah, meh, meh. Nothing really, you know, nobody like screamed and threw their drink in my face or anything like that. None of it was really all that good either. Talked to a couple. One of them was kind of cute, and they were like, eh, she was. Again, it was this sort of thing. It's like, so the cute one, I think she was a little interested, but the ugly one was pulling her away. And I think that's one of the disadvantages of approaching girls in pairs, is if both of them are not on the same page. Like with the first two pairs of girls I approached, with the redhead and the overalls girl, in that case, both of the girls in the dynamic were happy, smiling, you know, they're having a good time. They were game to play along with what was happening and everything else. All right, so then the other story that's worth telling from the day, and then I'm going to wrap this up because I am tired. I got to do research for where I'm going tomorrow and get directions and yada, 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 yada. You don't care. It's okay. I understand. I don't care that you don't care. You shouldn't care. Oh, yes, I'm in the restaurant, June's. And in walks what is obviously a mother and her two daughters. And, well, actually, both the daughters were pretty attractive. But the one of them was just she was just, okay? I don't know what the word is, but she was it. I was like, holy shit. And she was older. She was probably, I would say she was probably around 34 or 35 is what I'm guessing. Normally, I do not find women in their 30s to be this attractive. She was wearing shorts. She had nice legs, great arms, very pretty face. Only problem was she had her hair cut short. If she would have had long hair, once again, this proves the point that there's no such thing as women who are attractive because they have short hair. There are simply women who are so attractive that they're still attractive in spite of the short hair. Holy God. And the way that they sat, they were sitting like, so I was facing them. I was facing her profile as I was sitting there eating. And the whole time, I'm just looking at her thinking, all right, I have to approach that. I had to figure out how to do this. When am I gonna, how, you know, do you, hey mom, hey sis, what's, I came over here, hit on your daughter and your sister, what's up, you know, that's, which could be done. Sitting there, I'm like watching, I'm like, oh my God, she is gorgeous. So anyhow, I'm getting about ready to leave, they're getting about ready to leave, and the daughter gets up, the first daughter, who's married, because I saw her ring, the daughter I'm looking at does not have a ring. First daughter gets up and she heads out of the restaurant, and the mom and the other daughter, the hot one, are still doing shit. And then the mom gets up and she leaves, and then the hot girl, I'm like, oh my God, this is perfect. I can intercept. I can go right on in. So the hot chick gets up and she's heading for the door, and I zap on over there and I intercept, and I'm like, hey, how's the hello or something, whatever. I said something. I don't remember because my brain was almost non-functional. Because it was all the times where it's like, no, I have nothing planned out. I have no fucking idea. I have no script here. I haven't sat down and fucking worked anything. Nothing. I don't give a fuck though, because she's that goddamn hot. I am throwing myself at the mercy of the cosmos. Zapped right on there. I'm like, hey, hello, whatever the fuck I said. And she's like, hi, with this great big smile. You look really familiar. And I'm like, really? I'm like, well, I don't think we know each other. She says, no? Well, then what were you stopping me for? Or something like that. And I said something along the lines of, I'm trying to pull this out of my memory. Give me a second. I said something along the lines of, I don't have anything clever to say, but you are so astronomically cute that I had to stop you and say hello and ask you if you're single. And she looked at me and just this big smile came over her face and she giggled a little bit. And she says, well, I'm not single. I'm leaving. I said, I'm not single. I'm moving out of town in a month. And I said, well, if you're moving out of town, how does that make you not single? And she says, well, I'm just not looking for any kind of relationship right now because I'm moving. And at that point, what I said was, oh, well, I'm not looking for a relationship either, which could be taken a couple of different ways and probably was not the smartest thing for me to say. What I should have said was, where are you moving to? Because who knows? Maybe she's moving to the Soviet sector of Colorado. Maybe she's going to move to the People's Republic. I mean, it's not likely. It's not possible. No, it's not plausible, but it is possible. But I didn't. So that was sort of a wrong direction for me to have taken the conversation. And she laughed at that also. And she says, well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. But I'm here with my mother and my sister and I have to go catch them. You know, she takes my hand and we held hands for a second there, standing in front of the door of the restaurant blocking traffic. But I didn't care because everybody in that restaurant could have sucked my dick. Although I would prefer she had sucked my dick. And then I would have done things to her. And then she would have done other things to me. And then I would have done some things to her. And then we would have done things together. Then we would have done some more things. And then I would have done more things to her on top of that. And on bottom of that. And beside that. And behind that. While spanking that. While licking that. So anyhow, We held hands for a moment, standing there in front of the door, and then she went on her happy little way. So anyhow, I call those were my three what I called success stories of the day. Just in the once again, not in success that I didn't get my dick wet. Success in that I just had nice, positive, pleasant, happy interactions with very beautiful women who were not stupid, as far as I could tell, who were charming, seemed reasonably intelligent, could form sentences. One of the girls I approached, she looked hot from a distance. I got up. She's a little less hot, and I started talking to her. She is from San Diego. I think she might be borderline retarded. So that was not a good time. That was not a success story from the day. So anyhow, three good quality interactions with charming young ladies. I'm pretty happy with that. And a shit ton of walking. Oh my God, my legs hurt. All right, that's it, man. I'm not going to rant about politics or anything today. I have the fucking energy. And what are we at? So this will come out Monday. You'll hear this on Monday. On Wednesday, you will, of course, get this month's episode of The Greasy Pole with yours truly and, of course, the Adam Piggott himself, the gentleman adventurer. Oh! While I was home, I was able to delve into some family research that's been done. And I knew that on my... No, wait, where was it? On my mother's side, I knew that I had distant-ish relatives from Czech and Slovakia and Russia. It's where my mother's side primarily comes from. On my father's side, I knew there was some English in there, but we got a bunch of information about his side of the family we didn't have before. And I have a shit ton of relatives from Sweden, which may explain why I like pale-skinned women so much, because I just, that's another thing that does it for me. Like, I know a lot of people, they see the chicks with the pale skin, they're like, not my thing. And I get it. It's all subjective. Even for me, occasionally a chick can be too pale, but not very often. I just love pale-skinned women. Oh, especially if they're redheads. And this redhead was so adorable. Oh my God, so adorable. So adorable. Anyway. And also on my father's side, there are a shit ton of people from Australia. So there it is, man. I am Czech, Slovakian, Russian, a little bit of British, Swedish. One of my Swedish ancestors was the captain of a ship that sailed all around the world. I got a bunch of information on him, which I haven't had time to digest yet. And apparently, a bunch of his possessions are in a museum somewhere in California. And then, so on my father's side, Swedish and Australian for the most part. Also, now apparently it has been confirmed, because first this was a thing, then it was not a thing. Now apparently it's been confirmed by DNA testing that there is some American Indian in my heritage as well. Very, very small amount, but there it is. There, my genealogy, I know you guys really give a shit. But I thought it was interesting to find out about the Australian and the Swedish. Okay, so anyhow, back to Australian people. Adam Piggott and I will be bringing you the Greasy Pole on Wednesday, and then Friday the Great One will be traveling on Friday, because that's when I will be heading back to the Soviet sector of Colorado. So somewhere between now and then, probably when I'm in San Antonio, I will record a podcast from I'm going to be in San Antonio Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then Thursday, I will leave from San Antonio. Wait, is that right? That is right, because today is only Saturday. Man, I mean, I normally don't know what day of the week it is. Again, as you guys know, if you've been here for a while. But boy, have I really lost track of the day of the week now. Yeah, I'll be in San Antonio Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So somewhere in all of that, I will record a podcast for Friday and update you on the progress of the day game mission. I'm looking at all of this. This is just me throwing stuff against the wall with the day game and with the camera game while I'm in the city here, and I got lots of targets and everything, so I can start tuning it a little bit, so when I get back to the People's Republic of Fort Collins, I can start implementing it there to find myself some hotties. Because I don't delude myself into thinking I'm good enough at this that I am going to get some chick to come back to my hotel room and bang me in this short of a period of time that I'm in town. I'm not saying it's impossible. Once again, I'm just saying it's possible, just not probable. But this is a great training run. All right, that's enough babbling. Thanks for listening. I will catch you guys on the flip side.